at the John Deere product launch. I'm visiting with John Lagerman. And John, we just watched another awesome reveal, we call it, of new products. Your dealers are in here for a couple weeks. Great show. Give us a little bit of an overview of the broad spectrum of products that you're launching this year.
Yeah, so, you know, I think the theme of the show, Committed to Lead, is really very appropriate. If you think about what you saw tonight, we really started with the turf and utility platform, went into compact and utility tractors, and then went into the crop care division, which is sprayers, planters, tillage, hay and forage. Big launch, our biggest launch ever with hay and forage, frankly. And I think the timing of that is particularly intriguing when you consider some of the livestock tailwinds we've got right now. And of course, then we went into the harvesting and some really, really good enhancements on the harvesting side, particularly in the small grain side of the business. That concave isolation you saw, and I mean, so really, really a big deal. And the 45-foot platform is something that the bigger producers in soybeans have been looking for. And then obviously the four-wheel drive 9R, most complete portfolio we've ever had, gave a little glimpse of the 9RX prototype, and I think that's appropriate. But I think bottom line is the broadest portfolio that we've ever had across the line, and I think that, once again, if you think about the theme, Committed to Lead, I think with all the market dynamics, that's particularly important to reconfirm to our dealer organization just how committed we are from a product development perspective, and I think tonight was kind of the culmination of that. But the overall introduction concept over the 2.5-day period is really kind of about product leadership, channel leadership, and then the synergy of the product and the channel kind of integrated with technology. We think the whole Committed to Lead is an appropriate theme because of not only the products, but really where the technology is going in the future, you know, particularly within agriculture.
Well, I had a reply on Twitter about the prototype you mentioned, the RX four, with four separate tracks. I think it takes a little bit of courage, maybe from a leader, well, you stick with a theme here, to bring out something that's very much a prototype right now. It's, you know, you're not ready to put this thing into production yet. I'm assuming that's coming out from customer feedback and requests.
Yeah, you know,
right?
it's something that we've been looking at for quite a while, and I think the reason we show it at an event like this is that the term strategic partnership is a very important term that we take very, very critically, frankly. And I think that a committed partnership is showing your dealers what we have currently and what we are working on. And I think that transparency is a big element of our partnership. So I think it's more than appropriate that we give them a glimpse of that, and talk about kind of where we are and where we're going.
Well, with the breadth of product offerings that you have now, kind of through the whole spectrum, what's your vision maybe here of what the next year or couple of years is going to hold for John Deere?
So I think that, I think, you know, we're going through some market dynamics, and I think that, I think that's to be expected. I think, you know, in a business like agriculture, you're going to have cycles, but I think having said that, I think we're extremely well prepared. I think I think this product portfolio, once again, as I said before, has never been better, more comprehensive than we've ever had. I think the partnership we've got with our dealers has never been stronger, and so I think we're really well equipped to manage through any kind of dynamics. And I think dynamics is an appropriate term because of the some of the things going on in the commodity markets, but then also some of the tailwinds going on in the livestock side of our business. So it's a pretty interesting time, but I think the way you manage that is sustainability and consistency, and I think that's the approach we're taking.
Well, we're just going to hope here as we get towards harvest season. Well, we're already in it, especially in the wheat harvest right now, but the weather cooperates, and we have an awesome fall. But, you know, not only a great show that you put on here, but you know, bringing in the ag media, we really appreciate that. Being able to get out in the field hands-on, it just doesn't get any better for us to be able to have more of a perspective of what we're going to report on. So we really appreciate that.
Well, you bet. And I think the element of transparency also is true with you and the media. You know, I think that this is the best way to convey that. So,
all right. Well, thank you very much, John Loggeman. He is one of the folks here that has welcomed us to Milwaukee as we see the new products for the 2015 season. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.